Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Today's podcast is about enlarged pores and how to minimise them. And we'll talk about all the skincare and treatments that you can use to try and make your pores look better. We were kind of cut off at the end by the baby, and just wanted to say that on our Skincare with Friends Facebook group, you can get a transcript of the podcast with all of the products that we mentioned and the techniques, so you don't have to try and write things down or remember anything. Hope you enjoy.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Okay, we're recording.
Hi. So
welcome to Skincare with Friends. I'm Nia Patton.
And I'm Natalie. It's so funny. Every time now that we introduce ourselves, I always think of the two Ronnies when it says it's good night from me and it's good night from him. It's not at all funny. Well, it was in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did your parents used to watch it?
Yeah, we did used to watch that. I quite liked it.
I loved it.
One of them was really small, which is great.
Ronnie Corbett.
Yeah, he's a legend.
That was one of my many, many nicknames that my guy mates gave me.
Ronnie Corbett mean.
And Knick Knack from James Bond.
Bastard. That's so cruel. Neither of those are attractive women.
No. Oh, well, and Jeanette Cranky, which if you're not British, forget it. You're never going to know that one. But just Google all of those people. And
they're all short.
They're all just very small people, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love you.
Life's not fair, is it, when you stand out even a tiny bit as a child, no matter what it is.
Yeah, I used to get teased for being thin.
No way.
Yeah.
Really? What, in primary school or like secondary school?
Probably both. I can't remember.
Really?
I was really teeny.
Well, you are pretty teeny.
Yeah, but I was really short and really skinny, and I remember somebody hugging me and saying, "Ugh, you feel like a skeleton."
Oh no way!
Yeah.
That's, you know, you think, so mean.
You just can't win, can you, in school? No matter what you do.
No. No, yeah. I had quite a big head at one point in primary school because Tom Lawrence, who was the local catch, said he saw me getting changed for PE and he said I had tits like Sam Fox.
Whoa. That's an amazing compliment.
I know. I went home and told my parents. Obviously, they weren't that pleased. Sam Fox, by the way, was a topless pinup girl. Inexplicably, I mean, now you try and explain what a page three girl is and it sounds like the most bananas thing ever. Yeah. But listen up.
Page three, there's tits. That's the way it is.
Basically, there was a newspaper, there still is, called The Sun, which is like a tabloid. It's kind of a cross between the National Enquirer and just another shitty rag.
What's US Weekly or Us Weekly?
Us Weekly is more like a gossipy type magazine type thing.
Yeah, it's not that at all.
It's not that. It was more like the National Enquirer.
It's supposed to be a newspaper.
Yeah.
But it was shit.
But there was on page three, so you just open the newspaper, there was just tits. Just tits. and there was didn't they actually put it to a poll in the end? No, they didn't put it to a poll, did they? Readership would have voted hands down to keep the tits in.
Keep the tits. Keep Britain pervy.
It's just something really rank about buying a daily paper, which is like...
It's so sexist.
At reach. It was just weird. It's so weird to even think about it now. But it only was banned about... I don't know, like less than 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, about 5 years, maybe?
Yeah, nonsense.
But yeah, we used to, because if you were reading something on the page that the tits were on, you'd feel really self-conscious.
Women would not buy the Sun newspaper anyway. That's just a given. But plenty of regular people did buy it. And it's weird because in the days that I had a cafe, I used to go out and buy like the broadsheets in the morning just for, you know, customers to come in. And some, and obviously they would be like, you're not supposed to have like left-leaning versus right-leaning news. But obviously I wouldn't be buying the Daily Mail and I would be buying things like The Guardian and The Independent. And some customers would get pissy that the Daily Mail and The Sun weren't in there. And I was like, you're in the wrong cafe.
It's your cafe. You can buy what you want.
This is tits-free. Mm.
Apart from you looking like Sam Fox
with my Sam Fox tits. So Sam Fox was a Page Three girl who then became a pop singer.
Yes, very famous as a pop singer, I think. She
most famous Page Three girl for sure, Samantha Fox. And then she came out, didn't she, actually?
Yeah, she's gay. A lovely gay lady, and she's
Been
married for. Did she lose her partner? Anyway.
I don't know. No one listening will be interested in this whatsoever. Anyway. So we're gonna have to put Sam Fox on the Instagram feed,
on the grid,
on the grid, so you know what we're talking about. So whatever happens, you're gonna get made fun of as a child in school, basically.
But essentially, for big having tits big or small. Big eyebrows, small eyebrows, skinny. That it's you're gonna get teased.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? You know, when you did you ever have it? Oh no, your three kids have got normal names, but mine doesn't. And I always, the one thing that people would say is, oh, people are gonna bully you for that. And I think
I doubt it.
Literally, you will be bullied for anything.
you can't try and control that.
You will never be given a bully-proof name. And you know, Nat rhymes with so many things, like. Twat. Yeah.
Do you know what Nia? What does Nia rhyme with?
Diarrhea.
It, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't do any diarrhea.
Nia diarrhea.
Yeah, I had. There was no diarrhea.
No, they didn't have to be though, did they? It doesn't matter. It's artistic license.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks, doesn't it?
It's awful, yeah. But I'm glad I'm not in school, really. I hated it.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
No.
Much of it.
A very long time to dislike something.
It is a really long time. And I was speaking to a friend today who whose little boy is, well, he's not little anymore, he's like 11, but he's so happy because it's... because of quarantine, because he's got like a palpable fear of school. And it must be so hard for those children because they're probably loving it right now, you know, with lockdown and sort of
knowing that it's going to end, it's going to go back to normal.
If you love school, it's wicked. But if you don't,
it's
a bit shitty.
My kids are fine. They don't mind either way. They're happy. They seem always chuffed to bits with everything. So.
My child doesn't know what a school is. She just runs into a building and then runs out 2.5 hours later. Doesn't really get the concept of learning just yet.
Schooling. God, yeah.
What are we talking about tonight?
So today I was going to talk about paws. I don't know why. I think I stumbled across an article. So I was like, ooh, paws. We haven't actually done that yet.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good
enlarged
one.
Enlarged paws.
Yeah.
It's a pretty common problem.
It is. I can hear your cat.
Oh God, yeah. If he's not in a room with a human being, he screams.
Oh, he's just an attention seeker.
Yeah, he's like, "Mummy, where have you gone?"
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's really annoying, especially when you're trying to put a baby to sleep and he's screaming.
Oh my God.
Fuck's sake.
I wouldn't deal with that.
No.
So paws. Tell me about them.
So paws. You don't have any paws, do you? You're like a pawless person.
I was a pawless person probably until about 5 years ago, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. You've probably got three now by your nose.
Paws. Yeah, definitely by my nose and in between my eyes, my frown lines. But nowhere else.
So I think people are noticing their paws more because of people on Instagram.
For sure.
Yeah, because they've removed them from the pictures.
All of their paws. I was looking at this really, I can't remember the guy. I think he's, I don't think he's a plastic surgeon, but he's, you know, an aesthetician or and he does, he doesn't do before afters, he just does real versus Instagram, and it's really mad because he gets so much hate pushback from people. So he did like a picture, a real picture of Jennifer Lopez versus one that she posted of herself.
Bear in mind, she's
a 50-year-old woman. She looks
amazing.
But her face has got pores on it, like at least 10.
We've never seen them, so it's like, whoa. Look at that.
And people are like, this is really bad. She's such a beautiful woman. Why are you doing this? And it's like, it's just not a dirty secret. But you're right. There's nothing wrong with her.
Yeah.
People are maybe thinking that their faces are completely holy.
Yeah. Like, how come I don't look like that? All these people don't have pores. I must be an exception and have something wrong with me. I need to fix it. But yeah, it's normal though. You have pores all over your body. It's just the way it is.
Yep.
Yeah. So essentially pores are holes in our skin where stuff comes out.
Cool.
Yeah. So there's sweat pores, but they're really small, but you can't see them. And then there's the hair follicles come out of pores called the pilosebaceous unit.
Okay.
So there's sebum gland and hair, and both the sebum and the hair come out of the same hole.
Okay.
So you won't really see the hairs. They're really, really, really small, but you can see the pore where it's coming out of, and also where the oil comes out of.
Okay.
So if you see on your nose, if you've got any pores, that there's like little black dots.
Mm-hmm.
So these things are called sebaceous filaments. So they're just like oil that's come out of your skin, this sort of hardened. So, you know, you've seen those horrific gluey pore strips.
Oh, I used them and I lived to regret it. It was hell.
Yeah. What did it do? Did it rip your skin off?
The first time I used them, I was like, this is amazing. And I did it properly.
It's quite satisfying.
Yeah. I put it, because you got to put it on wet skin, haven't you? Or have you got to wet the skin afterwards, after it's put on? I can't remember. But it wasn't a Biore one, but it was something like that. So the first time I used it, I was like, this is wicked. It's, you know, the few blackheads that I do have on one nostril, it did take off, and I put it on, and then I attacked Hayden's nose with it, and it was so satisfying.
Yeah, you can see them sticking up.
You can see them, which is just amazing. But the second time I used them, it was like when the first time I waxed my moustache. It was just, I thought it was going to bleed all day. It was just awful. Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, that's bad.
They're not particularly great though, are they? The pore strips?
No, they don't make your pores go away. It just removes the sebaceous filaments temporarily and just fills up again like the next day. So there's no sense in doing it really, because you can just traumatize your skin like you did.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So next thing. So some people like you don't have much pores, and some people have enormous pores and blackheads, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So the reason for the difference in the size of pores from person to person is, you know, is pretty much just genetics. It's just what you're born with. So if your dad's got blackheads and pores all over his nose, then you're probably going to have it as well.
Oh, man. I'm just saying a prayer for my daughter then.
Yeah. Which one's she going to get? Yours or Hayden's?
Oh, I hope mine.
Who knows? Yeah. Yeah. I just sort of, because Max has got eczema and I've got like oily skin and acne. So I'm just hoping that they get a perfect mixture of our genes, which cancels us both out.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah. I can only wish for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's down to the genes, unfortunately, like most other stuff to do with your skin, sadly.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Okay. And then another thing, I started reading this and I sort of almost went down a wormhole, something called comedogenic xenobiotics.
Cool, that sounds brilliant and futuristic.
Yeah, it does. But I only really skimmed the surface of it. So it's basically something that your body normally produces or that you put on your skin, and it becomes something that attacks you, essentially.
Right, okay.
So chemicals that you put on your skin might cause acne, basically. Okay. So the chemicals that might cause these things are halogenated polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. I don't know what that is.
What are they in?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I need to look it up. Tar products.
Okay.
So, you know, like coal tar that you have shampoos.
Yes.
That might cause an increase in pore size and block pores.
Okay.
Lubricating oils is mm-hmm. the next thing on the list from the study. And then plant oils in cosmetics.
Okay.
So I've been of the mind that you shouldn't use pure plant oils on your face if you get blocked pores.
Yeah.
And this study agrees with me.
Okay.
So your things like coconut oil,
mm-hmm.
they can really, really block your pores. So, and I just think, yeah, if you've got oily, porous skin, just steer clear of plant oils.
Okay. So what would you, if you were poorish,
poorish,
yeah.
So whorish.
Yes, poorish, not whorish. You don't have to be whorish. But if you were poorish and yeah. you wanted to use, because most people who have oily skin, like it's one in the same, they'll have issues with pores if they have oily skin. And then as a consequence, they tend to over cleanse their skin, dry it out, and not want to go near anything that has oil in it because of that fear that it will just exacerbate it. So what would you do?
So don't over cleanse for a start. Just, you know, be really gentle. Don't wash your skin twice a day.
Okay.
And don't use anything foaming.
Yeah. So
you can use, you know, you can use oils that rinse off.
Okay.
And that's okay. But yeah, you know, have you heard of the oil cleansing trend where they just use pure oil just to cleanse your skin? If you've got pores and blackheads, just use something that rinses off.
Okay.
Because you might leave a bit of the oil sitting on your skin and it's going to clog you up.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay then.
I'm sorry to ruin the oil fun, but yeah, I think you should just leave it out. I mean, I've been using a bit of squalene when my skin is particularly dry.
Okay.
And I think, you know, if you use a little bit here and there when your skin's dry, then you're not going to, you know, turn into a bunch of holes, but you know, just be careful with them, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the other thing that can cause an increase in pore size is aging and loss of elasticity in your skin and when your collagen starts to degrade.
Okay.
So that might just be getting older or sun exposure.
Yes.
So you might, you know, notice people who have sun damage also have sort of quite...
They do.
Yeah. Porous skin.
Yeah. But it looks dry and porous. It's like it's not a great combination.
Yeah, sort of just a poor texture. So the sun will do that for you. So always wear SPF all the time, as we always do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hormones. So if you're a lady, then you might find that your pores are worse in the time of month of the period.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. I always get really bad skin when my period is on.
Right. Okay. Not beforehand.
Yeah. Just sort of, you know, that day you're like, and that's when Craig comes to visit and my skin just gets mega oily.
Right.
It's not nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause
I know
periods are otherwise would be so much fun.
Yeah. They're just like a walk in the park, aren't they?
It's like, really horrible one a few days ago. I was like, what the hell? God. Where did that come from? And it just,
it's awful,
you know,
isn't it?
Like, remember first getting your periods where it's just horrible and you feel really in pain and you just want to lie in the fetal position for 4 days?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. It was like pubescent.
It's horrible,
pain.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes really it just hits you. Yeah.
Okay, so sadly,
I used to work with someone and she'd just take one look at my face and go, oh, you're on your period. Yeah.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah.
Why would you even
so
ask
So not
her?
Nice. Oh, we were really close.
Okay.
We'd say anything to each other.
Yeah.
So basically it's that you're producing a lot of oil or you've clogged your pores or you're getting old, or you've not worked. Not worked. So that sounds so sexy, doesn't it?
So basically, if you have visible pores, something is wrong, and it's going to get worse. Okay. Okay. So certain of those things we can do something about, and others, yes, it's just
it's genetic.
Time marching on. So yeah, you can't do anything about it.
No. Okay. You can sort of try and you can give it a helping hand.
Okay.
If your skin is dry and suffering, then it's not going to look as good and your pores are going to be more visible. So just by sort of looking after it better and wearing sunscreen, that's going to probably go a long way to helping the appearance of the pores.
Okay.
So if you have oily skin, clearing away the oils can help, so trying to unblock the pores. And, okay, and there's a method for that I'll get onto in a minute. For dry skin, you can improve elasticity with hydration and anti-aging treatments to increase collagen.
Okay.
So cleansing, good cleansing, hydration and collagen boosting.
Okay.
Essentially. So have you heard of the 50 snails pore cleansing technique?
No.
Have you heard of grits?
No. Oh, I've eaten them though.
Yeah, no, I don't think, I hope you haven't eaten these grits.
No. They weren't nice actually, grits. I don't know who likes
what
grits.
Grits
is like a mazy porridge, mazy, okay, savoury porridge with a big layer of fat on the top.
Oh, shut up.
It's That's basically, gross. It looks like what I imagine a white head would look like under a microscope. Honestly,
Jesus.
And you dip your fried chicken in it and waffles. It's just not at
Shut
all.
Shut up. Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. Because when I heard about grits, I was like, I can't wait to have grits and chicken when I go to Oakland. And I was so excited. And I went to a place called House of Chicken and Waffles and it was just lush. Mm. And then they gave me the grits. But the word grits sounds like it would be crunchy, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like biscuits and gravy, big, same. The biscuits are like scones.
Not biscuits.
And the gravy is white and lumpy. Not unpleasant, I got to say, actually. But yeah, grits are something else. Okay. Anyway, talk about your grits.
So grits are basically, if you do this technique, then your pore contents will come out of the pores and feel like grit under your fingers.
Okay.
Which is what you're kind of after. I did it and I didn't get any grits at all. So this blogger called 50 Snails, who's amazing. I think she's pretty famous.
Okay.
She does a lot of K-beauty stuff. So this is all on her blog. So I basically just nicked it off her. I didn't invent it at all.
Okay.
Don't want people to think I'm stealing her thunder. So basically what you do, you apply a BHA.
Okay.
You know about that? So that's salicylic acid is a beta hydroxy acid.
Okay.
And they're good for pores and cleaning out pores because salicylic acid dissolves in oil and fats. So
right.
It can go into your pores.
Okay.
So you use a BHA like the ordinary 2%. And so you apply the salicylic acid and leave it on for, say, 20 to 25 minutes for the acid to soak into your pores.
Right, so then, okay.
Yeah, so the acid's gone into the pores, so then don't rinse the acid off, put on a clay mask.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as if, like, the clay will then suck out the dissolved sebum out of your pores.
This sounds incredibly satisfying, I've got to say.
Yeah, fun.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, do what you normally do with your clay mask, give it 10 minutes and then rinse the mask off with lukewarm water. So, you know, these things are quite drying. The acid and the clay are pretty drying.
Yeah,
so
clay is really drying. I don't
really
find
drying,
it particularly
enjoyable.
No, I don't
like them. No. So you'll need to moisturize quite a bit after doing all of this.
Okay.
So then you rinse it off with lukewarm water, not hot water, and then apply an oil. So something like squalene, I suppose. It doesn't really matter which oil. And you rub the oil into your porous areas for about 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. So the rubbing of the oil will help to further dissolve the pore contents and draw them out.
Okay.
So, yeah. So hopefully then at that point you'll feel the little grits coming out. So don't rub too... Sorry, Karen.
It didn't work for you though, did you say?
I didn't get any grits, no. But it did feel really clean, which is nice.
Okay.
So, this isn't something you want to do every day at all. You just do it once in a while. Don't do it every week. Even I wouldn't, because it's, yeah. It could upset your skin, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then sort of after you've rubbed in the oil, hopefully get the grits out, then you rinse it off or cleanse it off with a warm cloth. And then just carry on with your normal skin routine and make sure you give it plenty of moisture.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's worth a try.
Like how the person discovered that?
Yeah.
Like how did you, and especially like the bit about salicylic acid in the clay. Okay. I can completely understand that's kind of logical, but the rubbing in of the oil for 2 to 3 minutes afterwards, to me, that just sounds a bit mad. I don't know. But whatever, if it works.
Yeah, she probably just gave it a whirl and thought, oh my God, I've got these little bits of grit coming out. Maybe she just did it by accident. She was doing something else. I'm rubbing my oil in and all of a sudden I've got grit on my fingers. What's going on?
Right.
Possibly, I don't know. But yeah, sounds like fun anyway, doesn't it?
That does sound like loads of fun. I would try it, but I just think, A, that's hard work and I really don't like clay masks.
Yeah. But, do it on your husband, boyfriend.
I'd love to do it on Hayden. I would love to. I don't think I actually have a clay mask, actually.
No, I probably have one lying around.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How was your birthday? I didn't say.
Oh, thanks. I'm 40. Thank you for the lovely surprise box.
Yeah.
Thank you. Nia's husband came all the way over to my house and dropped off a beautiful box. Which I'm really sorry, but Purdy did open it today. We were going to have an unboxing ceremony, but I'm sorry. It's such a beautiful pink box with a little birdie on the front. There's no way a 4-year-old girl is going to ignore it. So Lengbox, which is Korean beauty, and it's a few mad things in there, but they all look pretty amazing at the same time. Just looking.
Yeah, I didn't. I was trying to choose you skin. That's what I was trying to do last year, choose you skincare. I just thought about it for way too long and then I didn't buy you anything. So I was like, no, I'm buying Natalie a present this year. And I thought, well, if I just do a random beauty box, then
you can't really go wrong. There's some brilliant hydrating masks in here.
Yeah.
There's a really terrifying one, which you get like a little milkshake cup because you've got to. Have you seen it?
Is it Dr. Jart?
It is Dr. Jart, and it's called Shaking Rubber.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
So it's like two pouches, and you make a little cocktail in a cup. But the lid of the cup is a little fat baby's face. And so my daughter really wants to use it as her new sippy cup.
That's so cute.
Maybe after I'm done with it, you can. So that looks brilliant. Some lovely just pouches of hyaluronic acid, which who doesn't love that? And actually a rice bran mask, which looks really good.
Cool.
Yeah. And, two masks. Oh, no, a cleansing fruit cream, which looks lovely. It all looks beautiful.
Cool. So thank you it's so just fun. Much. No worries. So it's fine. That's fine.
And also the proceeds go to liberate North Korea, which is quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's like,
of the profits.
Did you hear about Kim Jong?
I'm not sure if we're allowed to say anything. I mean, you might have people listening.
There's a sniper at the window.
He could be dead, but
he might. I think he is a bit dead.
If his sister is going to take the reins, then she is
interesting.
Just as bad. So
there
may not be a difference in rule if what's happened has happened, which is just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a wonderful box. So thank you so much.
It's no worries. Really great. I'm glad you like it.
And my face is still really red and angry still.
Yeah. So maybe the nice masks will help.
Yeah, they'll help. I've been putting like modulating glucosides on, and I've been using the SDSM. It calms for a bit, but it's usually by the evening time. My face is really red in the evening.
It's really odd, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really odd. I mean, also, I'll put that down to the fact that I am mostly soused. Because people are drinking more in quarantine, but also people are drinking more when they're 40.
In
that week.
I think it's just a habit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you just think, oh, sod it, I'll have a glass of wine. Jesus.
Yeah. Although I had FaceTime with my friends last night, and a lot of them were like, yeah, I've knocked the drinking on the head now because I was doing it every day. So I kind of think that I probably need to think about doing that. Maybe just having a couple of drinks on the weekend and not Monday to Friday included. I'm not talking about like a bottle of wine a night, but even just a glass or two. It's making
You're not meant to. Yeah. I'm not thinking about it. I will think about it in the future, but at the moment, I'm just enjoying myself and doing whatever I want.
Just do that. Okay. Yeah. Back to pause.
So some other techniques apart from the 50 snails technique, seven skins that we've mentioned before in the podcast. Yep. So layering hydration that can improve elasticity. And if you've got dry skin, particularly, it can help, but also really, really oily skin sometimes just needs a bit of hydration. So that's worth a try. Exfoliating with acids. So a professional strength chemical peel is going to be the most reliable way to get results, really.
Okay.
You know, you can use a regular acid yourself, but if you really want wow results, then you're better off going to have a professional peel. Your best bet really is probably the red peel from The Ordinary.
Right.
Because that's pretty strong. It's got 30% alpha hydroxy acids, and it's also got salicylic acid, so that's quite a good one.
You know when you use it. So you know when you're doing the peel from The Ordinary, do you after you've rinsed it, do you pretty much get the peel straight away? Because I don't get that satisfying peel. I just
peel.
Kind of...
No, it doesn't peel. My skin doesn't peel off.
Oh, it just,
mine
does around the nose and mouth, but about 4 or 5 days later.
Oh, does it?
After I've forgotten about it. Yeah, it does. It's really weird.
I don't really get that. It's just really smooth for about a day, and then
it's
back
great.
To normal.
It is
great. It's really smooth. It's nice to do it, you know, if you were going to go out or if you wanted to look nice for some reason. It does give you a definite glow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably a good one. Retinoids. Tretinoin, retinol, and tazarotene are the most likely retinoids to give you a visible effect.
Okay.
They increase collagen and reduce oil production.
Brill.
And then laser.
But then conversely, they can be super drying, I guess.
You've got to pair it with lots of hydration and moisturizer, definitely, because they might make things look worse temporarily, but in the long term they should help
for sure.
Laser, so blasting your skin off, that'll help. I don't know if I fancy it.
I definitely don't fancy it.
No,
I'm too scared.
Yeah. The downtime would just be awful.
Yeah. The downtime, because you're not a billionaire who can afford to just like take a week off where no one can see you unless you're in quarantine. But then you're not going to get anyone to laser your face. And I'm just really frightened of post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation as well. Like anything resulting from, you know, any of those things. So I don't know. I just think, can you imagine trying to sort of target something like hyperpigmentation and then just making it the very thing that you use to treat is making it worse?
That'd be awful.
You'd just be devastating, wouldn't it? I'm just terrified of the idea of that. But I'd like listeners to let us know if they've had it done and what the results are. Because, you know, overwhelmingly it has positive, you know, effect, and people seem to like it. But I'm just too scared to do it.
No, I don't want to. No, not this stage. Maybe if things get hell of a lot worse, then maybe. But
in 10 years we'll be like, just take it all off.
Just do whatever. Derma rolling is the other thing. You know, the little rollers with the little mm-hmm. pins, because mm-hmm. They increase collagen and improve firmness.
Okay.
And then there's a couple of random things that I read that I you're not going to find them anywhere on in the shop. So I don't even know why I'm mentioning them, but chlorophyllin copper complex, sodium salt, and jasmonic acid.
What is jasmonic? That doesn't even sound.
I don't know. It's I don't think it's in many things. Yeah.
Wow.
But apparently it might help. Maybe it's the new anti-aging skincare ingredient of the future.
Wow. But, I mean, it does sound a bit futuristic, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds cool. But yeah, we can't buy it now. So I'm not going to go on about that.
Okay. Fine. Don't go on about it
here. I won't.
Stop going
on
about it.
Yeah, so that's essentially it. So, you know, use acids. Niacinamide is meant to help with pores as well. That's what the ordinary say.
Yeah, but then it just pisses so many people off.
Yeah, it can cause an outbreak of acne. There's a lot
it's
of
really
that.
Weird because my friend who asked me to recommend her some things and I was speaking to her last night and she was like, "Now I'm breaking out in places that I would never usually break out." So she usually breaks out in the middle of her forehead and I was like, "Oh shit, I would never," because usually I'm really careful about not recommending niacinamide to people. And I look back into my messages and I was like, "Oh shit, no, I did." Because
but loads of people love it though. Yeah.
It works for me and I love it, but I'm careful usually about not telling other people to use it, only because for some people it just does not work. But you've had nothing but positives with it though, haven't you?
Yeah, I don't think I get any acne with it, as I can tell.
What do you think is in it that pisses people's skin off?
I think it must be the niacinamide. It's really strong.
Right, okay. What is it like? 10% in
there? It's 10%, yeah. And most niacinamide products are 4%.
Okay, so it's just the strength of the product. Mm. Okay.
And what I tell people to do when they start using it is mix a blob of it with moisturizer to sort of reduce the percentage.
Okay.
Bring the strength down and sort of introduce it like that, sort of a bit slower.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think she just wants to throw it in the bin now, because you do, don't you, when you have a breakout. Yeah. You're like, yep, not using that again.
Yeah. Because, you know, niacinamide is in lots of different products and mm-hmm. people don't all get outbreaks from them.
Okay.
So I think it's just the concentration.
Brilliant.
So, you know, if she wants to have another crack, maybe try mixing it with a moisturizer.
Okay, I will tell her.
Yeah. Yes.
If she forgives me and speaks to me again, she might not. She might be like, "You've screwed." No, I'm joking.
That's the thing about
it's a fiver. Well, you know, you win some.
You know,
so.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? That's the thing about recommending skincare to people. It does make me feel. I do recommend a lot of skincare to people. But, you know.
But this works for me, but I haven't got your face. So, yeah, it's difficult. I just had a new, I'm using, Dermatica have just sent me my new prescription. And obviously I've been on the tretinoin hydroquinone for 3 months now. So I'm being moved on to tretinoin niacinamide.
Cool.
Instead, which, you know, fine. I'm looking forward to it, but I also... Mm.
You're nervous
little bit because I just think it's going to say peekaboo just in time for the summer.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
Which sucks. But actually, for me, I always think it's worse at the end of the summer, like autumn, winter.
Yeah,
you know, September, October time is when it looks its worst.
Yeah.
So who knows? But I know I've got to take a break from the hydroquinone. So
So can you go back on it then in a few months after that?
I don't know what they recommend. I think the usual consensus is that, you know, come if you've been off it on it for 3 months, come off it for a couple and then see how you fare and go back on. But I've never had the tretinoin niacinamide, so I'm willing to try that.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not so like it's the best it's the my skin and pigmentation's the best it's been.
Yeah.
But
cool.
Of course, who knows how long that's gonna last.
No, it's such a pain, isn't it? My pigmentation has come right up. It's just bam. Yeah, I think it must just be I've had a baby 9 months ago.
Yeah.
And it's summer, so it's been sunny. Yeah.
I've definitely got it on my forehead because that's the bit that I don't pay any attention to. I'm just rubbing bare hydroquinone under my eyes and actually not realizing that I've got a little map of North America on my forehead is coming up.
I know
what
you mean. Yeah,
it's like weird, isn't it?
Symmetrical sort of lacy patterns on the sides of my forehead,
which sounds really pretty. I mean, at least it's symmetrical.
No.
I look like Nelly the rapper when he put the stripes under his eyes.
I don't
look like that. You know, like American football players. I don't know why they have the stripes.
Yeah,
like
they do.
Yeah,
it looks what like is that all about?
I don't know. Maybe it's to look cool and serious. I don't know.
Cool and sexy.
Yeah. It works. No, not really.
No.
I watched that terrifying Netflix documentary about Aaron Hernandez. Mm. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Tell you about that.
It's about brain injuries in
it's
football
about,
players, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about how American football should just not be played ever.
Yeah.
It's like the most horrific.
It just turns people into murderers.
Well, we think rugby is bad, but and football, because like they're trying to say now, actually, is that the FA, they're trying to say to stop footballers doing headers and to stop it in training because of the neck injuries more than head injuries. But sorry to go off, off base, but that was, I was completely shocked by that.
It is insane, isn't it?
Yeah,
awful. Like, I can't believe boxing exists.
No, I know. But there's something, I don't know, with boxing, you kind of expect it.
Yeah, you're in for it.
But with like professional wrestling and American football, for some reason, there seem to be way more instances where people have, I don't know, come out and said, oh yeah, I just felt, you know, like things weren't right in my head for a long time. Whereas, I don't know, maybe boxers just get paid to not say anything. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they can't physically.
Yeah, it's terrifying, isn't it? Anyway, watch that, everyone. And not to be mixed up with, not to be mixed up with the trials of Gabriel Hernandez. Don't mix it up with that.
Don't watch it. Look at that. I put that on by accident and I watched about 5 minutes and I was crying.
Yeah. I watched the trailer and that was
so
enough.
Sad.
Yeah. Just hideous. So don't.
Yeah.
I know it's like, you know, it's important for people to know that that sort of thing exists, but sometimes I think, I don't know.
I'm too sensitive. I think if I hear about a child being abused, I think about it for years.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Like, yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just horrible. I don't know how anyone could watch that and find that at all. You know, Netflix for me is like an entertainment.
Yeah.
It's entertainment. Yeah. That is not in the least bit. I don't know. Just
it's not fun. There's nothing fun about watching a documentary about
which
child
sounds
abuse.
Really weird because I really enjoy watching true crime documentaries, so that makes me a massive hypocrite.
Yeah.
But
anything to do with kids, though, I've just got no stomach for it at all.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like when you're watching a film and there's a murderer and then there's a dog and you're like, can't watch this.
No thanks.
Yeah,
absolutely awful. Why didn't you tell me there was dog violence in it?
No. Yeah, absolutely not. Not watching that.
In fact, they should probably put that on. You know, like 18 nudity, sexual violence, and then you know, dog violence. Is
dog
a whole
violence.
Separate,
yeah.
I wouldn't have watched.
Very
terrifying. What's that zombie
horrible.
Film with Will Smith? Really good.
Oh yeah,
zombie film.
Something.
I am legend. I am legend.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that ruined me.
Yeah.
It's just the dog bit.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah.
No thank you anyway.
Also,
sorry,
it was
gone off pattern.
Yeah,
gone
totally off. wasn't it a bit gaudy at the end as well? It was a bit
was
like.
Was it gaudy?
Yeah. Something about a butterfly god. I don't know.
No way. I think you just switched the channels by accident. You sat
okay,
on your
maybe.
Remote
yeah.
and you turned over to Songs of Praise at the end and you just.
Got confused about it.
You got confused. I watched The Stranger on Netflix. Have you seen that? The British one?
The Stranger.
I just finished it.
Oh,
I'm not sure how I felt about it.
It was shit.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. It was stupid.
I was annoyed with it. I was really annoyed with it.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was annoyed with myself for wasting 8 hours on it.
Yeah, because it's just totally ridiculous at the end and it's just the worst thing ever.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was pretty, shocking, but yeah, you're right. The ending. No. And I hate things that really cheaply leave things open for a second season with no apologies whatsoever. Do you know what I mean? It's like so cheap, such a cheap segue into a potential second season.
Like, what was it? I was, flipping. Oh my God, Anna Friel's in it. She's a policewoman.
Yeah, but I can't watch it because of her lips. I'm sorry, it drives me fucking mental.
Yes, I know, yeah. Her lips are driving me nuts.
She's the most beautiful woman and she's just wrecked her stupid by putting that stupid lip plate of fillers in. Oh, yeah. So bloody bad.
It's very distracting.
And she's so young. Like, what are you doing? I always think if you've had that done, you are paranoid because you've been a smoker and you're really worried that, and maybe you are able to see the lines, like the dark lines.
She should have done her lower lip as well. There's no good just filling your top lip because then it looks totally out of balance and unnatural.
Okay.
So you just need to do your lower lip as well and then it sort of evens out. Because
she have just had massive lips then though?
I know, it just looks better because your eyes expecting a certain ratio.
Right.
Top lip to bottom lip.
Okay.
So if it's wrong, like the top lip's huge, it just you know, makes your brain go, nah, don't like it.
That's what it is. So anyway, I couldn't watch it, which just sounds awful, doesn't it? But it just really pissed me off. It was so distracting.
Yeah. The ending of it, Marcella, that's what it's called. The ending of it's absolutely atrocious.
No way.
Absolutely.
Did they have two series of it?
Two, and I made it through the whole thing and then just went, no, I can't believe it. I don't tell you, but it's just...
Oh, you can, because I'm not going to waste my time on it now.
No, I won't ruin it because other people might watch it, but don't watch it, really. Yeah, is my advice to you.
Just don't. Is that Iris? Can I hear her?
Yeah. Oh. I was going to say, I better ghost, not going back to sleep.
Okay, no. I think we covered most of it anyway before we went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, we totally did,
Oh, bless you. You go, sweetheart.
It's lush to speak to you.
You too, and we'll do it again.
Yes,
Friday, really Saturday, soon. Sunday. Happy days.
Yeah, we'll try. Yeah.
Okay. Take care, everyone. We love
take
you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.